Welcome to a podcast on teaching from the Center for Teaching Excellence at St. Louis University. Our topic today is course design, and we are here talking to Dr. Lowy, who is the Program Director for Teaching Enhancement here at the CTE. Thank you for being here, Dr. Lowy.
You bet.
So, when you're designing a course, where do you begin?
I think the best place to start is you have a course topic or a title, something somebody's handed you or something you're trying to come up with. I think the best way to start is by dumping out all the things you already know, sort of a big mind dump. I recommend doing it in writing. You brainstorm on paper a big list of stuff you already know, topics you might cover, concepts, texts that you might want to assign, things you want students to do, just all the things that come to mind. And then later you can start to group those things together and find patterns in all of that as you start to hone in on the more precise elements of the course plan.
Can you tell us a little bit about the difference between goals and objectives?
Sure. Goals and objectives are really the driving force behind most courses. And it's important after you do that brainstorming to really start to zero in on what you want students to leave the class with. So you can focus on all the stuff you know and all the books you like, for instance, in a literature course, but that won't necessarily be teaching students. So you want to really think about what are the goals, what are the objectives you have. The best way to think about the difference between the two is that goals are really more big picture, wish fulfillment, touchy-feely stuff. So it's my hope when students leave my course that they have a deeper appreciation for the novels of Charles Dickens. But I can't really know for sure if they have a deeper appreciation for Dickens. So the thing I'm going to do along the way is set some very concrete objectives for them. And those are really things that need verbs, things that students are going to leave being able to do. So when they leave this class, students will be able to blank. Maybe it's articulate certain things about Dickens novels. Maybe it's explore the complexities of historical context in the work. And those things should help me to determine at the end of the semester whether students have actually met the goals of the class.
And what about classroom assessment? Where does that fit into the mix?
That's a very good question. I think that when you're in the process of planning a class, if you start with the kind of brainstorming, you move to some concrete objectives, objectives really help you determine what you're going to ask students to do and how you're going to assess the work that they're doing. So assessment is kind of two parts, the stuff that students will do and the criteria that you will use to determine how well they've done that. And that process, I mean, ideally you're sort of keeping all of these things in play at the same time, because if you wait until the very end to determine your assessment criteria or what kinds of assignments you're gonna give students, it can be difficult to know if you have alignment between the objectives you've set and the tasks you're actually asking for. So you want those things that students do to really match up to the objectives so that you know you're empowering them to do the things you've said they'll be able to do by the end.
Well, thank you. That's our time for today. We've been talking with Dr. Lowy from the Center for Teaching Excellence about course design. Thank you for joining us for this podcast on teaching from the Center for Teaching Excellence at St. Louis University. Have a nice day.